Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We are live at CQ Arena, where the Towson Tigers take on Cornell tonight at 7 o'clock. You can watch that game on Flow College with our friend Jimmy Sunshine Patsos will be on the call for that one. I think along with Spiro Marikas coming up at 7 o'clock. And joining us now, the head coach of the Towson Tigers, Pat Scarry. Coach, thanks as always for your time. We appreciate it. Thanks for having us also. So you play in this Terry's Chocolates tournament. Got to the finals. What was your takeaway from those few days down in Florida?
Yeah, really good for our guys and our program. You know, one, anytime you can play in ESPN, two, three straight days is good for your university and your athletics and your men's basketball program. And then everything was first class about it. I thought we played three teams that could win our league. And hopefully we found out some things about ourselves that we need to get better at.
From having watched you guys in the UC San Diego game at the end there where they came out lights out, and that's a really good team. They made the tournament last year, and I know they can light it up. But that first half reminded me a little bit of the James Madison first half where they probably got off more threes and more good-looking threes than you guys are accustomed to giving up.
Yeah, they shelled us. They're good. And, you know, we were not going to beat them that day. We looked a tick late. Some of that was them. I don't know if some of it was the euphoria of beating Liberty the day before. We just didn't look, you know. But they are. It's interesting you say that because Madison was a different style, and we didn't guard the three-point shot. But Liberty was leading the country in three-point shooting. Now, it's an early sample size. We did a good job guarding the three. We didn't against San Diego. And then tonight we got another team that's top five in the country in three-point shooting. Huh. So, we're getting a good exam here pretty early in the season.
Yes. Coach, you mentioned it, playing in that tournament last week and getting to the championship, three games on ESPN2. You guys are heading to Kansas, playing on ESPN. Just how big is that for the exposure for this program?
Yeah, I think it's huge. You know, we've got great leadership here with President Ginsburg and Steve Eigenbar. I think they understand that, you know, the old saying, basketball can be a great front porch for the rest of your house, which is your university. So, I want to get on television as much as we can. We've got really good deal now with Monumental Sports, and we're on CBS Sports, I think, six times, and that's before the playoffs. And then to have a handful of games on ESPN is good for us. So anytime we can, we're willing to do that.
I'm fired up for the 9 p.m. Game against UNC Wilmington here. I've already got that one. I've already got that one circled. Well, I feel like we've buried the lead here, Coach, because very early in the season, you go into Houston, and it looked like to me they called a timeout with about 7 minutes left, and they were a little worried about the way that ball game was going. And I couldn't have the best view on TV. It was a little crop, but it looked like they had some people in the gym. So it wasn't like nobody decided to show up for Houston Cougars basketball that day. What did your program take from that? What did you take from that? I know you're not into moral victories, but you had those guys on their heels, and you were beating them at their own game for a good part of that game.
Yeah, there is it's a slight moral victory if you can get Kelvin Sampson to call a timeout at the end of the second half.
Yeah,
I think like Houston, UConn, maybe the two best programs in the country. What I liked was, you know, we did what I think we're capable of doing. We held them to 40% shooting, and we were even on the glass, and we were plus five with four to go, and then they kind of wore us out. They have championship DNA. I hope that gets us ready for the league. nothing to take away from James Madison because they're picked to win their league. That's one of the things that disappointed me about the close loss up there is because we already played at Houston and St. John's and in front of big environments and played well. You know, I thought we'd be more ready. I do know we're not going to see a lot of environments like that in our league. So, yeah, I'd love to play games where we didn't have to fly against bigger schools, but, you know, it takes two to dance, right?
Yeah.
We're speaking to Pat Scarry. It's Inside Access on the Fan. Coach, we know that college sports, it's year to year. You have to re-recruit these guys, and there's always a ton of turnover, especially in today's day and age of NIL. Being able to bring back Dylan Williamson, and Tyler Tejada just to be the backbone of your team, how big was that, and what was the process like in bringing them back?
Yeah, one, I'm appreciative of these guys and their families. I think they're in it for a lot of the right reasons. And then I'm thankful, you know, we've made much more of a commitment to what it takes. You know, my AD, Steve Eigenbrod, and my president, Ginsburg, did a great job. Like, you know, we won the league a year ago, and it's fine to say we're spending $130,000. You can't do that. We had schools in our league spending over 10 times that last year. So we've made a substantial increase, and we have to continue to do that. And here's the good thing. Those guys should come back again. So, you know, sports has changed in college sports. Doesn't matter what anyone's opinion is. The toothpaste is out of the tube. If you're going to play at this level, this is what's required, you know. And we've got a couple schools in our league, even now, Charleston, Wilmington. We're doing enough 40-50% of what they're doing. That we're picked to win the league. So we welcome those expectations, but there's got to be some reality attached with that, right? Even the Oakland A's have a hard time beating the Yanks if they're not close and you know,
spending.
Yeah,
Coach, you had to adjust on the fly to this. Like when you got into this, being coaching this, we I don't even know if we saw NIL on the horizon at that point. So how is that adjustment gone for you? I don't know if I can ask.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Are you enjoying it? Like, but like, what's that been like? Because as coach now, it's become sort of like a CEO.
Yeah, I am enjoying it. I think if I didn't get up jacked up to do it and figure it out, then I wouldn't do it because it takes a lot out of you. And you know, I think unfortunately some of the leadership in college sports maybe missed the ball, you know, 8-10 years ago on having the ability to forecast what was coming down the pike. But it's here and. You know, I think what you do realize is you appreciate the relationships you get the chance to have with your guys. And then if you want to do your best for them and what you can do for them here and what success here can do for them long term. But if they think there's something better out there, then you want to try to help them find that. And then I hope, you know, we've had some guys leave that haven't had the success that I would like to see them have. And that pains you, too, because, you know, you want to see them have success.
So it's Cornell tonight, and they're going to play a run-and-gun style and a little different from maybe traditional CAA basketball. But I want you to talk about the league a little bit because most people, when they come down here, they're going to see CAA basketball because not a lot of people are going to come and play you here because they might get beat.
I appreciate you saying that because, you know, everyone knows who, like, Maryland is in the Big Ten, and they should. But there's 32 Division I conferences. Our league was rated 13th or 14th this morning, so it's a true mid-major basketball, and that's not a disrespect. The teams at the top of any league could win games in our league. It's the depth and the quality of our league. But when you see a Wilmington come in here or a Charleston historically mm-hmm. and or a Hofstra and some of those teams, it's really, really good basketball. This will be a league, again, that'll have 3-4 teams if they were fortunate enough to get in the postseason, could win a game. It's just not that easy to get there.
Coach, are you for the expansion of the NCAA tournament? Like, maybe that gets – I'm naively thinking that maybe helps you guys get a second team in, but it probably leads to more mediocrity from the big conference.
13th Big Ten team.
But are you for the – like, because they're talking about it happening.
I am. You know, I mean, not to knock football. I wish I was a football coach. You go 500, you're in the playoffs, you know. So I am, because even adding eight teams, my hope is that, you know, maybe two schools from our level can, you know, squeeze an extra in there. You know, I have no idea what direction that's headed in. It's as you know, it's all TV driven. I think
yes.
a lot of people forget too. It has to line up. The Final Four is one weekend, and then the next weekend is the Masters. So CBS owns the rights to both. So it has to fit in before both those big cash cows.
Yeah.
Well, Coach, let's wrap up with it. Jason just asked you about the CAA. We're 4 weeks away from your opener against William and Mary. What are you hoping to see from your team between now and then?
It's a great question. I'd like 4 more months of practice. 4 weeks. You know, can we get? We haven't shot the ball as well as we're gonna. But can we be consistent with our defense and improve a little bit better with ball security and ball movement, and then hopefully to establish some roles. Like, I got to do a better job of getting some guys into more consistent roles so that they can hopefully get a little bit better rhythm.
Coach Pat Scarry. By the way, most importantly, how are Terry's chocolates? I've never heard of them. Do they line up with Hershey's? Any good?
It's weird, man. They're like they have an orange tint to them. So it's for, you know, from guys from the Northeast, it's a little different. That's all. Yeah. Not bad, just different.
The brackets, it was like the delicious bracket. Like the names of the brackets. I thought I was being trolled. I'm like, is this the right website? But it was.
You're welcome to my world.
Coach Pat Scarry, thank you so much for your time,
guys.
As always.
Thank
Coach. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Coach Pat Scarry of the Towson Tigers. Coming up next, two of his players, Dylan Williamson, Tyler Tejada, they're going to join us next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.